Rex Burningham is a woodturner from Highland, Utah, and one of over 130 artists sharing their creations in Logan's annual Summerfest Arts Fair. When he's not teaching woodworking at Lehigh High School, he is in his basement woodturning.
I got introduced to this in college by a professor I met, and kind of did art shows in the summertime, and kind of as my hobby went wild, and it's always fun to have a hobby that you can make money from, and that's kind of how it started out.
He works with tree trimmers and arborists to get trees and branches for his craft, and in turn gives them a bowl made of wood or another product. He turns a basic tree on a lathe, essentially a vertical potter's wheel that spins the wood. Then he takes a sharp tool and cuts it as clean as he can. He sands the surface of the product and occasionally adds a glossy touch to it.
You've got two types of styles. One is utilitarian. You've got cutting boards. You've got traditional salad bowls. Also, I make some cheese slicers, ice cream scoops for handles, rolling pins. Those are the utilitarian things. Then you've got kind of what they call wood art, and that's where you're going to have wall hangings or even a really fancy bowl, but they're just mainly to look at, to enjoy.
Signifying Summerfest, white canvas tents are spread throughout the grounds of the Logan Tabernacle, and many artists sell products from paintings to glass figures to handmade hair forks. Elaine Thatcher, the executive director of Summerfest, says Summerfest has become a staple for Logan, basically the kickoff to summer.
We've called this the kickoff to summer because it is sort of like the first major arts event in Cache Valley of the summer. And people are ready to get out and enjoy themselves, listen to some good music, and just have some fun and some good food. And it's a great way to celebrate the beginning of summer.
The Downtown Logan Summerfest is in its 33rd year. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Kitty Pikus.